All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I'm talking about obesity in the United States. 38.4% of Americans are obese. 38.4% of Americans are obese. Another 30% of Americans are considered overweight. The increase in obesity since 2008 is 26%. At those rates, since 2008, 14 years, obesity has increased 26%. You think those things are coincidental? Let's go to my good friend Al. Hey, Al, how you doing, man?
When you talk about obesity, see, there's a number of different factors. And in the last 20 or so years, you have to look at the food industry and the BMO products that they're putting out that basically they put chemicals in the food, they put chemicals in the animals that we eat, and basically the body is not accepting that stuff, but it looks good in the store, and it helps the cattle and other animals grow bigger and faster, and basically they're stuffing it in people's face. But you also have to look at the electronics industry because of the fact that people are not exercising as much as they used to. Now, you know, I spent 49 years as a high school coach, and I worked with kids of all sizes and what have you. Everybody's not meant to be skinny. But the point is, big people can be very healthy, but they have to exercise on a regular basis, and they have to watch what they eat.
You know, Al, I can't dispute anything that you just said. You know, the things that they're putting in the food, the chemicals and what they're feeding animals to make sure that they come to full growth, expedite the full growth of animals in order to maximize profits, the chemicals that they're using. But you don't put any credence into some of these things being done to coincide with the fact that we have a for-profit healthcare industry.
And yes, everything has to do with that dollar bill. It's not, you know, I was in the barbershop yesterday talking to people about fatherhood and parenting, but we are talking about what do people love more than anything else in this country right now? Money. Not children, not each other. It's about how much money can I get? Money is a tool. And if you use it properly, it will do its job. But when you start worshiping money and hoarding it and taking away from everything else in the world, money then becomes your enemy.
You
That's
know,
just an opinion.
No, Al, it's an accurate opinion because I know people who have basically spent their entire lives trying to make as much money. And listen, I'm not opposed to people making money. Money has its place, as Dr. King said. As Dr. King said, when it's time for me to meet my maker, I won't have any money. You know, I just want to leave a committed life behind.
That's correct.
And
I'm broke.
And so
I'm poor.
But Al, you have a committed.
I have fun every day.
I know, but you've led a committed life. And so what we have to get people to understand in this life, Al, is there's value in having committed lives. That far outweigh all the money that you have. You know,
as I said, money is a tool. It's just like a hammer and a nail. If you use it properly when you have it, then it will last and it will do its job. But it's about you learning how to manage it and not hoarding and not sacrificing all other things and relationships and other skills that you need to interact with people. Money is a tool, and so, people have to look at it that way and stop trying to worship it.
So, Al, so you and I both, and I think it's horrible to see adults that are obese, but it's doubly worse when you see children.
But as I said, a lot of this has to do with the electronics industry also, because as we develop all these computers and computer games, et cetera, people stop moving around. They stop exercising. They eat and eat and eat and sit on their butts and play games and watch TV and whatever. Years ago, when we were young, they didn't have that. We were out in the, you know, playing in the street, playing at the playground. We were doing things and moving around constantly. But, you know, it just doesn't happen anymore because people are not parenting the way they used to. And we got too much stuff for people to do sitting around.
You know, Al, can't disagree with anything you had to say. I would say that if you keep looking at this and the trajectory of it continues down the path that it's headed, long term, there's going to become a day of reckoning in this nation. It may not be in the time that you and I have left, but the nation's going to have to address this, right? I mean,
that's correct.
I mean, it's going to happen.
Look at me. I'm 60. I mean, excuse me. I'm 75 years old. All right. Now, I'm 6'3". I weigh 245 pounds. I work out 3 times a week. And, you know, most people my age don't work out at all.
That's correct.
And, you know, and they get ill. And they're running to the doctor every 5 minutes, and they're pumping them full of medicine, and basically they're killing themselves.
Well, you know, Al, in the end, that's exactly what's happening. And so, you know, and once people get to a certain point, it's almost like they give up, right? I can't turn this around. And then they become even more involved in it. Hey, you got a minute?
Yeah.
All right, hang on. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.